Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you?
I'm Al Craig. Nice to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom.
You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
It should be like, time for me to give you my lead.
Okay. Pass that joint.
I gotta work on my white girl paragraphs.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Okay. I was somehow able to get my hands on... the Caliglia movie passed around the neighborhood to friends. Oh, you gotta check out this. And it was Caliglia.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Oh, this is gonna make me sound stupid, but
can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
A flame throwing robot dog?
Correct. The Terminator is a quadruped robot.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of sweeness.
Curtis.
Did you throw a half-consumed bottle of Perrier at them?
No, I said, if you guys are hungry, here's some yodels.
And Shime.
No, it's not that I can't. It's just it's very, very difficult. It takes a lot of self-will.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm our people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
No time for pleasantries. We got to get right to the sports. Way too much sports to talk about. Good morning.
Here?
Hello.
Good
Wiggy,
morning.
Hi.
What up,
Courtney,
man?
Good morning.
Hello.
Curtis, Shime, greetings.
What's up?
Salutations.
Curtis, what game should we talk about first? You want to talk Bruins or Celtics first?
I would love to get the Bruins out of the way.
Okay.
Bullets.
Because I am really vibing, is the term, I guess, with Monty.
Okay.
I've gone full Monty.
Okay.
Full Monty.
And I love that there have been shifts from his first playoff with the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure when they went down 1-0 in the second, that was a really ugly game for the first couple periods. Not a lot of shots, not a lot of great opportunities.
Lots of hits.
I don't know if the ice was like uneven. There seemed to be a lot of bouncy pucks when guys were near the net.
Yeah.
But no matter what, that was a great win to get. You immediately reclaim the series. Game four with Linus is just because you have house cash, see how you do. And I think this Bruins team, I was wrong, they will advance past
it. That game is up there in their arena. They were geeked up for it. Let's go Leafs left and right. The bunch of calls, Shime, did not go your way last night. I'm not going to – Bruins win the game, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. but some ridiculous call. That roughing call on Charlie McAvoy last night was brutally ridiculous.
They missed a blatant high stick in the slot on McAvoy early in that game as well. Like the issue was is guys were getting super chippy. You saw Marchand and Bertuzzi going at it, and then Bertuzzi takes a dive over Marchand's stick. Ray Ferraro's like, "Oh, Marchand got away with one there."
Pasta got rocked too.
Thankfully Bertuzzi was focused on that and not on playing hockey.
Right. Shout out Trent Frederick.
That led to Freddie's goal. I'm happy with the Bruins team.
Masha must have been listening yesterday to that one caller.
caller tweeted at me late last night, by the way, and said, "I will be walking home now with a smile on my face. I apologize."
Well, he has 6 points when it comes to the playoffs, Brad Marchand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, him and Jake DeBrusk are carrying you offensively.
Yeah.
Greg's guy.
DeBrusk shows up. He shows up when it comes to the playoffs. Regular season was missing from time to time. But I can say nothing bad about the Boston Bruins. I'm assuming yesterday was a sway day. I am assuming, maybe I shouldn't assume, anybody addressing the goalie rotation in their lead this morning?
I will be addressing Jeremy Swayman and the goalie rotation in my lead this morning.
I was going to as well. I can either co-sign, we can lead together, or I can pivot.
We can walk hand in hand in this lead.
I mean, in honor of the Patriots draft, I think you guys should collaborate on it.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I'm interested to see what you guys say.
I know you will be. Mm-hmm. You'll find out.
You'll disagree.
You'll find out. Where's Mike? Do I have my musical sting? You'll find out, Wiggy, what we both have to say in just about 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. We got to go. We have to drive to Vermont or New Hampshire. It's a getaway day for this show. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is roadshow number one. We will be at the Stone Church in Vermont. And the anticipation is in wondering how many of our Vermont Keene area listeners will get up early and make their way to the Stone Church tomorrow. I'm optimistic about the first roadshow in Vermont, Curtis.
And I've thrown a Hail Mary for the Miller, what are we doing? How are we titling?
The Miller Mystery Local Legend.
I reached out to the governor yesterday.
Governor of Vermont.
Yeah, a Republican governor in Vermont. Who knew? Phil Scott, I believe was his name. I don't know. I sent an email to Jason, his crack communications guy. Didn't hear back. I'm sure they get a lot of emails in Vermont of a WEEI show going
probably,
up.
Probably, I mean, it's Vermont. You probably should have sent a telegram.
That's true. Wiggy, did you know Ben and Jerry's are from Vermont?
I learned that. I know now.
On to the Celtics.
What a joke.
You're the Miami Heat without their best player. And you lose that game at home. On your own court.
Yep.
I am somewhat concerned about the Boston Celtics because we've talked about it all year. I asked you about it countless times toward the end of the season. Are these guys, are they into it? Are they able to, when it comes to the playoffs, are they going to be able to close teams out? And that series is tied at one that what did the Heat have, set a franchise record with threes last night?
Yeah, they shot over 50%.
Ridiculous.
So I guess that's not going to happen.
Nah, but still, you got to do
frequently. But you got to question the closeout.
You got to do a better job of playing defending the 3-point line.
Okay,
that's what you and you got to play with. Scal was talking about it all night, and I completely agree with him. You got to play with pace. You got to do a better job of defending the 3-point line.
Eddie House also talked about it last night, saying that they were a step behind every time that they tried to defend the three.
Yeah.
My lead is going to be one reason why, and I'm a Missoula girl, said it last week. Mm-hmm. I'm a Missoula girl, pissed at him from last night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be your lead.
Yes.
All right.
And Porzingis, man, he decided not to show up, huh?
Yeah, I think that was a Eric Spoelstra designed masterpiece where he was attacking Porzingis.
Yeah,
I have a question, Greg. Are we going to be wondering why Joe Mazzulla wasn't a finalist for Coach of the Year today? Because if you gave Spoelstra this roster, they might have more wins than the Warriors or that 72-win Bulls team. I mean, he is a much better coach. I don't know how you could dispute that.
Spoelstra is so good.
I don't think anybody disputes that Spoelstra is a better
coach. Why does everybody get all butthurt that Mazzulla's not the coach of the year?
Well, I think they, you know,
listen,
the
I
season
said,
he had.
I said yesterday mm-hmm. I felt like he ought to be at least in the top three when it yeah. came to the running for that.
He should.
So I, you know,
yeah, he still should be.
But that tells you what the league thinks of him. Whether they're right or wrong, they think that this is a Ferrari that he's just been test driving.
I think they look at it and go, he has a very, very good team, and that's probably why he wasn't one of the finalist coaches. Because who was the finalist coaches?
Yeah, but like one of the Thunder coach, Mike Dano, or mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Dano. He's an MVP candidate.
He's the guy who made the EEI quip. We like him.
Correct.
But do you think they look at kind of Curtis's to Curtis's point a little bit? Do you think that they look at the Thunder's team the same way they look at the Celtics team? No, they look at the Celtics team and say, you got arguably the best starting five in the NBA. So as a coach, it's a little bit easier.
By the way, do not lump me in mm-hmm. on the Subaru of New England text line, 617 text. It says it's the Greg RKK jinx. Not on me.
Yeah, RKK That's, was there.
That is on Robert Kraft. Yeah. I was not there last night, and quite frankly, I may never be invited to a Celtics game
yeah.
ever again after what happened on this radio program. Yeah.
Very
sad. I am getting... You know what I get when I text with Grossbeck?
Mm-hmm.
I get the green bubble.
Oh.
I am. that I may never be invited to a Celtics game ever again.
I'm going to have my dad buy the team.
The anxiety that you must have every time you open right. your phone hoping for Wick's name.
Oh, and he's got an Android, so he's getting green?
Yeah, can't even see that it's been seen, delivered, nothing.
Right. I sheepishly sent the text message after Friday's show saying mm-hmm. thanks as always for coming on.
Yeah.
And the response was, crickets!
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. All right.
Somebody would have effed up the church's money.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Wiggy.
You ask about a basketball question. It's yeah. like,
Wiggy, you hate when people F up the church's money. That's a big problem for you.
F'd up the church's bread.
All right. Well, Bruins win. Celtics lose. Mm. And it is finally draft day.
We
have a lot to talk about when it comes to this evening and the NFL draft, and we will talk about everything draft with Bill O'Brien, the new head coach at Boston College and the most recently offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. So Bill O'Brien, he's been there a bunch of times
mm-hmm.
in the war room, and we'll talk to Bill O'Brien at 7:20 on today's show, and we'll take a look at some odds with our guy, Nick Costos, no offense, Shime, at 9:30 on this morning's show. Although I am interested in the movement when it comes to J.J. McCarthy and the speculation that is all about the Chargers and all about a potential trade when it comes to their quarterback. And I would be in. We've talked about it a lot on this show.
Hell yeah.
You would be in.
You want to flip from 5 to 3 and give me Justin Herbert?
Right.
I'm with that all day long. And then still have a chance to maybe pick up one of those wide receivers. I mean, you probably won't get Marvin Harrison Jr. because Arizona probably takes him.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid Malik Nabers is just, you know, they say he's just as good, or the Roman Dunze. So, yeah, I'm all for that one.
All right. Well, a lot to get to when it comes to the draft, and we will talk about all of that with you all morning long before we head to Keene, New Hampshire, and to tonight's pregame unofficial draft party presented by Miller Lite at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. And we should be there. You're getting there early.
Yeah, I have a workout class after, and then I'm going to go home, shower, pack up.
So
I'm already packed, but
6
close
o'clock
my suitcase.
At the, like, are you talking 6 or 6:30?
I'm not going to go alone.
You know, Johnny Egan is coming.
Yes.
If I can
be there with Johnny, then I'm good.
And the great monkey said he would drive you over whenever you would like to be driven over.
I love that man.
He also has road snacks for everybody.
Oh.
He was concerned about bringing one for Wiggy when it comes to the legality in New Hampshire, but
mm-hmm.
I believe he has yodels for Curtis.
Yes.
Johnny Yodel has yodels. And, of course, I, as always, require chicken and a biscuit crackers, the single greatest cracker ever conceived by man.
That's cracker on those Greg. Things. That's cracker on cracker crime.
Curtis.
Yes.
Couple hours sleep and you still got
it. Cheese on them crackers.
Oh, and by the way, in classic me fashion, it's a nugget that we've been speculating upon. And I got the information when I got the news dump the other day about the Patriots.
Mm,
and
yes.
I have some info on Bill and something we've been speculating about later on. Whenever you want to throw it out there, I think it'll be a little newsy.
Okay.
About the Patriots and Bill Belichick.
All right. Well, a lot to get to, including the Leeds coming up in just about 10 minutes at 6:25. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will discuss what Drake May said yesterday that screams, I'm about to be a New England Patriot. And Courtney has the news at 7:45 on this morning's show, and right now she is here to tell you what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's, and I gotta warn you, woke up in the middle of the night, tummy ache.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Bit of a tummy ache.
Uh-oh.
You might have the sympathy neuro because of Mego.
Yeah.
No.
Like, she sits there too, so definitely some bacteria was left behind.
No, I think she sits in your seat.
No. Does she? Maybe she does.
Yeah, I do, because she sits there.
Yeah, she sits over in your seat.
Okay,
yeah.
She used to sit over there. That's
no.
My bad.
No, I think it might have been like a little bad chicken that I had last night. Ooh. I don't know. But I woke up in the middle of the night sweating, tummy ache.
Yeah.
So, just warning.
Bad. Look at Wiggy. He really regrets his normal routine in the morning, which is sniffing the seat before he sits in it.
Ew. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh. Did Greg actually say that?
I was like, wait a second. That don't smell the same as it normally does.
All right. Let's start with the bad news. Celtics lose to the Heat.
Morning bumps.
Oh, my God. 111 to 101. Third quarter was when the Heat pulled away in this one.
Let's just leave now. We can't do better.
They outscored the Seas 27-18. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 28. The Heat went 23-43 from behind the three-point line. So the series is now tied at one apiece, headed to Miami. The Bruins, however, come out on top 4-2 in Toronto, going up a game in the series. Brad Marchand scored his 12th game-winning playoff goal in this one, passing Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He had two. The other goals came from Jake DeBrusk and Trent Frederick. You brought up Jake DeBrusk during this series. He's been great against the Maple Leafs all season long. You look at his stat lines all season long against the Maple Leafs. He's got them figured out.
But that Marchand goal, the go-ahead.
Uh-huh.
Top shelf, as one would say.
Yep.
Right where Mama keeps the chicken and biscuits.
Chicken in a biscuit.
Sorry, chicken, whatever.
It's a chicken in a biscuit, but I love it. Yeah. I mean, it was, I overused the term, but chef's kiss on that baby.
It's a nice
from Marchand last night.
Danton Heinen created that, too. Just
yes, he
battling
did.
In the corner, gets that puck. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do the simulcast? Did you do the split screen?
Nope. I was all Bruins all the time. And I went this morning and watched. Were there any Celtics highlights? I tried to find Celtics highlights. Couldn't find any.
Not many.
Anywhere. I saw the Miami Heat shooting a lot of threes. That was about it.
Not many.
I did the split screen.
Yeah, I liked
it, but it's so hard. We have a big TV, and the screens are so small that they put in. Once the Celtics game ended and we put the Bruins full, it felt like we had a movie screen in front of us.
So you did like the YouTube TV?
The YouTube, and then you hover over whatever audio you want.
I went TV iPad.
All right.
I went two periods, Jack and Brick, and I watched our guy Sean McDonough for the third period on ESPN.
I keep it on all the locals. I didn't know the Celtics were local, too. I didn't realize that until last night. The Celtics game was on NBC Sports.
Oh, I watched it with
ESPN?
Yeah.
Traitor.
I think I had ESPN on. Anyway, Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Cooper Criswell made his fourth start in his MLB career. He didn't allow a run over his five innings where he struck out three. Series finale with the Guardians today, 1:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. And it's finally draft day. Join Shime and a bunch of the guys right here on WEEI from 6 to midnight for the NFL draft
party. Me, Rich Keefe, Andy Hart, Fitzy will be checking
all
in.
Right.
I believe we'll even get a check-in from Gresh or Fourier live from Detroit. It'll be a fun night.
And don't doesn't it require Olivia to be around for you to go 6 to midnight?
Oh. That's.
Be careful. Greg's got his devil ears out. Devil horns.
6 to midnight. That's straight up.
All right. Can't wait. All right. Anything else?
Nope. Shaw's Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Filets. Now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. Shaw's Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. Great style from Curtis today, I got to say.
Thank you very much.
Seem like new sneakers, maybe new jeans.
Actually, these have both been worn. Wiggy is always the first to notice new things. Mm-hmm. It is a very sneaky thing that he is able to do. But thank you very much. It's a big day for me. We'll get to that during my lead. But secondly, the big note for you, Greg.
Yeah.
Echelon Garden.
Yeah.
Frost Watch.
Oh.
Please make sure all the vegetables are being taken care of. And if you have any annuals or semi-annuals that have already been planted, they may die this morning unless they're moved inside.
No. Somebody should alert Linda Pizzuti.
Oh, Fenway is screwed. It's 32 right now in Boston. Afternoon high, a sunny 54.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying, would never break the jam. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying, would never break the jam. Never break the chain.
One show left in the city this week, and then we head north. And a reminder that tonight it is pregame number one for roadshow number one, which is tomorrow morning at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. But tonight we will be at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire, with a, I'm guessing in some cases, a shocked look on our face once the New England Patriots select wherever they select when it comes to the NFL draft. I'm worried. I'm concerned for Wiggy. Mm. If they do not select a quarterback, I am very concerned for the condition of my guy, Jay Wiggs, tonight.
Especially if they trade down. Mm. If they don't take a quarterback, I guess you can talk me into Marvin Harrison if you trade back into the first round to maybe get like a Michael Penix Jr. You could probably talk me into that, but mm-hmm. if they trade down, I'll be concerned with that one.
Well, it seems like it's going to be, if they're going to trade, it seems like they're indicating it's going to be when they're on the clock,
mm-hmm.
like they want a massive bag.
Right.
And so they're going to, as those who are negotiating often do, mm-hmm. wait until the very end.
Yep.
So I will find out. Can't wait to see you tonight. We will have official limited edition roadshow merch available. I put up a story yesterday of the printing underway for all of the Roadshow merch for every single Roadshow this season.
It looks fire.
Yeah, you love it?
Hot off the presses. Oh.
They did a great job
with it. Looks real good.
Sensei, the official courtroom sketch artist of the show, updated the Roadshow design and did, as always, an incredible job.
That, like, off-white long sleeve?
Yeah.
Banger.
Yeah. I will bring you one, Chime.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. I take an XL now, not a double X.
So the marvelous Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation will be there with merch tonight and be at the Stone Church with merch tomorrow. And Courtney is hoping for mac and cheese from the Vermont Country Store. Is that the
deli.
Name? The Vermont Country Deli.
Yep.
Hoping that somebody there is listening and brings you a little mac and cheese tomorrow. It is rumored to be the greatest mac and cheese in the United States of America. I don't know if I can vouch for that, but maybe after tomorrow. What else? A Vermont, you want a maple cream? Somebody needs to deliver a maple cream to Wiggy. That's their some kind of soft serve ice, local soft serve ice cream treat or something like that. And we will have full on Vermont love tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 on this radio show. This is Mark from Foxborough. Good morning, Mark. Mark, you got to start all over again because you weren't turned up. What's up?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Who did that? Jackson?
Yeah. Nope, that one's on me. I'll take the blame.
Hey, kid.
Can we just talk about how good the captain is? I mean, this Brad Marchand, man, not only does he get under Bertuzzi's skin, but that snipe from the dot just reminds me of the Stanley Cup run when he did that to Vancouver. It was just beautiful.
You know what? It's funny because there have been some on this show who have been calling him out, whether it's callers or texters, mm-hmm. and he showed up huge last night, yep. Brad Marchand. So,
it's just ridiculous after the hip surgery, and he's too old, and we should trade him to yep. being the captain. And now this, it's great.
Yep. No, he was bothering me a little bit in the first period because it was weird the way he was like he was gaining entry, and then he was trying to leave the couple times he was trying to leave the puck for either the defenseman or Pasta or whatever, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like disjointed or what have you. But I can't say anything bad at all about the Boston Bruins.
No, they had a good game yesterday.
You got home ice back,
yeah.
So and you did it up there.
And Mark has a good point too. You forget about the hip replacements,
yeah,
the hip surgeries,
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. the fact that he had to go through that at the beginning of this season and yep. is playing the way he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was all around great effort by your Boston Bruins last night. Not the same, unfortunately, from the Boston Celtics, and we will talk about that all day long with you. It's draft day, and we will be joined next hour by Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football. Curtis and Courtney, very excited about that. Bill O'Brien coming up at 7:20 with his insight into tonight and the NFL draft. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Love it, Chime. One of the all-time great songs. Let it breathe.
Why you in so much hurry? Is it really worth the worry? Look around, then slow down. What's it like inside the bubble? Does your head ever give you trouble? It's no sin. Trade it in.
That's the Little River Band, and Hang On, Help Is On Its Way. You've been choosing a lot of great music.
Appreciate you. Yeah, really? So I was doing my musical research for the week, and I had earmarked this one, and then after Brad Marchand last night, this is clearly what he was playing walking into the locker room yesterday, because Help Is On Its Way.
All right. Time for today's leads. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. It is my Christmas day. It is the NFL draft, but I got a Bruins lead for you because last night's like the perfect game to watch where it is unbelievably stressful for 85 to 90% of the game, but your team wins and comes out on top and wins by more than a goal, which is amazing. But I think the crazier thing for me is I am officially on Jeremy Swayman Island. Like this
All
guy
right, stole my lead.
Come this aboard. Guy,
you and I, same lead. That's fine.
Come
you can
aboard.
Have. Or this, we'll co-parent when
this
it comes
guy
to sleep.
Is a killer.
Yep.
After the game, here is what he said about resting and playing basically in the rotation.
You know, for me personally, I don't want rest. I just want to keep playing. I think no matter when I get the call, whether again it's back to back or every other game, I want to make sure my body's ready and I'm ready to perform at my best.
And I think logistically for me, here's the issue with the rotation this time for me is that if you don't allow Jeremy Swayman to play in game four, he then doesn't play for almost a week because that means he won't play until next Tuesday. And to me, giving this a guy who is this hot, like he was awesome last night. That second goal was pure luck going off of Lindholm's leg.
Right.
Like
yep.
that was
yep.
crap. Even the first goal, I don't blame Swayman. Like it was just, you had two defenders in the slot that just watched the puck go by on a Marner pass. So Swayman was nails. He is awesome. He owns the Maple Leafs.
Come aboard.
Like, Jeremy Swayman needs to start game four. It has to happen.
I could not agree more. I appreciate the fact Come that on. I know we're joining you on Sway Island.
We got a nude section
this
too
is
if
so
you want to enjoy that.
Can I just say one thing?
This is
so silly because when you could take into consideration you're like, "Oh, he's going to be resting for a week." What was the difference between the last game he played in the regular season and game one of the postseason?
Yeah, but that's now you're in a postseason group.
Oh, okay, like, I'm just saying. Now. Too much rest didn't seem to affect him in game one. Mm-hmm. And I think that the most important part of what he said actually was the second part of that comment, that making sure my body's ready. Mm. He has not had a situation this entire season where he's had to deal with any type of injury, and I take that as it's because he's had the rest. Mm. I think that grass is not always greener on the other side.
I don't know. You have one guy saying, I think we should all play equal at all times. Right. And then you have another guy saying,
I want it.
Get my ass in the game.
Give it a minute. And you're up against a goaltender on the other side of the ice who's shaking his mask off so he gets a break from shots, which ought to be a penalty in the NHL.
Yeah, he 100% just slapped his mask off. He's like, there's too much pressure in my zone.
Right? Samsonov?
Yes. Yeah,
that should be a penalty.
I thought it was. It's not.
Oh, okay.
By the way, because you might be hurt. So, you know, goalie gets hit in the mask. Then you know, that was bogus.
Yeah.
Dude.
Those Toronto fans, too, chanting Swayman after one goal. Like he's some sieve. And then he kicks your ass the rest of the game. Stop it.
Okay. So, Shime, Wiggy, myself on Sway Island.
Yeah.
Courtney on Rotation Island.
Yep.
And Rotation Island probably sounds interesting to Curtis. Curtis, what are you on?
I am all in on Swayman.
Okay, you are?
Oh, yeah. I thought the rotation wasn't the right idea. I credited Monty because it seemed to be the right call early, but I think they're winning the series either way. I wouldn't be shocked if it was Linus in game four. I wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, because Courtney made the best point. I didn't think of that. That we're all worried about this long delay. Swayman's best game was game one.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Would we disagree?
No. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm sorry for a personal note today, given that it is such a big sports day. But April 25th is 8 years for me of sobriety. So
all right.
Good job, Curtis.
Always like to bring this up for many reasons, but we have a photo. This was me 8 years ago today at the Boston Medical Center in Boston. And it is always amazing to me how whenever I talk about, you know, alcoholism or whatever in mental health, the amount of people I hear from that are struggling. And addiction is now the leading cause of death in young men in America.
It is?
It's between the ages of like 20 to 45 every day. Almost 500 people die from alcohol-related deaths, and there's 2 to 3 times more men than women that die from alcohol. And everybody that's in addiction is in an untreated mental health situation. And we are just so awful at treating things in America and understanding things and empathizing, and nobody is under more stress or angst alone than men, especially with social media and women, but with this pervasive nature of believing that somehow seeking help is stigmatized or that you are a weak person for getting help. And no other part, when you go to the doctor and you don't feel well, you're not weak, you're trying to get well. But for whatever reason, with mental health, we somehow have that correlation. And to the countless people who have reached out to me over the years about this story or my alcoholism, whatever, the amount of accountability and pride that I get, and it really is something that without, I don't know if I would be here today. So just today, I just always want to ask people who have family in their life, you will never be worse than I was. And there is a way out, and that the only thing people who happened to be today where I was 8 years ago need is someone to believe that they're worth the time to ask how they're doing. And so just wanted to get that out there today and get people to just try and, especially the men that listen to this show, to accept that there are things you cannot overcome alone, and to know that in 5 to 10 years, you could be working with great people, doing a job you love, at a place you like to work. So that's just where I come from today.
Keep it up, big
good
dog.
Job, Curtis.
There are a lot of things I admire about you, Curtis. I admire your biting wit. I admire your relentless desire to work hard and make this show successful. But what I admire most is what you have overcome in your life, and it's an extraordinary thing to see. So, congratulations to you.
Yep.
Lead. What did you lead? Yodel. I would say lead. Oh. Boston Cream Yodel for
too
you,
kind.
Curtis. I don't even know if we need to get to our leads.
No. And Shime. Shime stole yours, so we didn't have to do one.
I can pivot. I have another. I always have an alternate lead. So always. All right. Unbelievable, Curtis. Congrats. We love you.
I love you more.
Love
all right,
you, Curtis.
We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on draft day coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can.
Tomorrow on this show, we will be in Vermont, in Brattleboro, Vermont, at the Stone Church for roadshow number one of the third roadshow season. See you there. On Monday on this show, Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, he'll join us post-draft. So Gerard Mayo on this show Monday, and I think we'll check in with our official Karen Reed trial correspondent, Ted Daniels from Fox 25. So that will be on Monday. But we got to get back to the leads. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. And with Curtis, that's such a great lead. I hate to be negative now. But watching the Celtics game yesterday, I just don't understand. And maybe Wiggy can tell me. Maybe the professor can tell me. But how Jaylen Brown goes on a run of 18 of the 20 Celtics points at one period of the game. And then Joe Mazzulla takes him out and keeps him out for basically the entire third quarter into the fourth.
You mean the third quarter in which they outscored you?
Correct.
Yes.
I don't understand why you do that. I don't know if he looked over at the bench and said, shoot, I forgot that I still had you out here. But I kept yelling at the TV. I'm like, why don't you have the hot hand in there when you need him?
Mm-hmm.
We talked after game one about Jason Tatum being in at the end of that game. And Greg brought up a great point of, are you mad at Joe Mazzulla for keeping Jason Tatum in that long? And I said, no, these guys love to be in there. So you're going to keep Jason Tatum in at the end of game one when you're killing the Heat. And then you're going to take Jaylen Brown out of game two when you're neck and neck and then you go way down.
Yeah.
If Jaylen Brown was in that quarter, they don't lose that game. I don't understand what he was thinking there.
Yeah.
And then when Jaylen Brown went back in,
mm-hmm.
he looked great.
Yeah, it's that stupid, like, when they rest, when they play, like, you know. I get it. I get it. I think that when it's playoff time, you know, you throw the whole, you know, because there's a point in time where Jason Tatum comes out, I want to say the start of the second quarter, and sits for, like, you know, 6 or 7 minutes. I'm with you on that one. I think you just play your guys and you ride them. You ride them, and they have to play the whole 48 minutes, then that's what they have to do. There was a point in time when Brown was smoking hot,
and it was immediately after that he takes him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that was such a disservice to the rest of the team, because it wasn't a game like game one mm-hmm. where they were all evenly, you know, shooting the same, having the same amount of points, mm-hmm. having the same amount of, like, it was two guys, Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, great lead, Courtney. Curtis, you had something to add?
No, I was going to say, you were right, Greg. I mean, I think we're seeing signs of it. The approach the Celtics took at the end of the season, the games that they didn't show up for against vastly inferior opponents. The Celtics are a great team, the most talented team in the NBA, but their type of team is among my least favorite to root for, because they're just insanely talented. It's not about this cohesive unit at all times. And when they play like that last night, they were by far and away the better team.
Yep.
And I know the Heat shot out of this world from the mm-hmm, three.
They did.
They're not going to win this series, but it's just another frustrating game by this team.
All right, Courtney, great lead. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good job, Courtney. Well, I'm going to Celtics lead. I love last night. I absolutely love last night and the way the game went, because hopefully this will be the, you know, slap in the face that you need. You know, when you're acting up. Remember we used to act up as kids
mm-hmm.
and we used to run the streets and do everything. And
yeah.
we're like, yeah, we are untouchable.
Yeah.
And then your mama comes down and she slaps you in front of all your friends. And you're like, oh, damn.
Greg got arrested. Yep, that was his slap in the face.
You know, like, oh, damn, I got to change the way I do things.
Yeah.
And hopefully last night's game
for the Celtics.
Where they go, because the way, when I was watching that game, you know what I got? Oh, we could just turn it on and beat this team. That's like the way that their body language looked.
That's what they're thinking, but they can't always do that.
Right. That's what I was getting from watching these guys' body language. And last night, hopefully, was that slap in the face where they go, you know what? It is the playoff time, and we can't do this.
Okay. All right. If you were listening earlier, you know that Shime and I were simpatico when it came to leads this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're both on Sway Island. As Courtney would say, ride Jeremy Swayman the rest of the playoffs as far as Shime and I are concerned. I can pivot, though, real quick, because last night the Boston police descended upon the Emerson College encampment,
mm-hmm.
The pro-Palestine encampment that had been established on Boylston Place, public street.
Correct.
Students there protesting. And I came across a video that is going viral this morning. A dude who goes out and interviews people and went and spoke to an Emerson College student or two yesterday. And I thought you might find it interesting because there were students that were – it got violent last night. There were students that were arrested after mm-hmm. clashing with police. So I'm certain that most of them – know why they are there and why they are loudly proclaiming things like from the river to the sea. This audio is of interest, in which an Emerson student is asked about from the river to the sea.
From what river to what sea are you talking about?
We know, you know what we're talking about, and it's for everyone that wants to be peaceful. That's what it was when it was started by Palestinian people, and that's always been what it is.
Are you talking about the Euphrates River to the Red Sea? Yes. No. Well, what river are you talking about?
Sir, we don't need to have this conversation.
Well, you stop me. I mean, you seem like you're following me. Oh, you're walking with me.
Yeah.
I don't need an escort. But you wrote up the graffiti, or your folks did.
Yeah.
So what river is it? From what river? You don't know what river.
You literally already said it, and we both know what you're talking about.
So it is the Euphrates. What if I told you it wasn't the Euphrates?
What if you left, though? Wouldn't that be more fun?
It's so similar.
What if I told you it wasn't?
I know.
In fact, it's not the Euphrates. And it's actually not the Red Sea either.
I'm enjoying talking to you from other cities.
So you're here to protest, but you don't even know what river or sea it is.
I'm talking about something important. It's like really important to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, are you going to go the other way now? Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
It is literally, it's literally like the river thing over to the sea. Okay. I just wanted to share how important it appears to be to these students who are spray painting graffiti on the public buildings and camping out. It's for those wondering, it's the Jordan River to the, I believe, Mediterranean Sea.
So who are they in support of?
You go over there and ask them, Wiggy.
They probably don't even know at this point because on NYU's campus the other day, there was a reporter there that asked these two girls, so what exactly are you protesting? And they said, well, we're supporting Palestine and we want our NYU, and he said, well, what is NYU doing that you would like them to stop doing? Well, I think they're giving money. I'm not really sure. Looks at her friend. What are we protesting? She said, I wish I was more educated on
That's it. That's the whole point, Courtney. You nailed it. We're protesting people who don't want to protest.
Because they want to look cool on TikTok. That's what it is. I'm a TikTok person.
Right.
They're seeing too many videos on TikTok of what they should be doing, so they're going out.
Yeah. All right. I love
All
it.
Right.
All right. Those are the leads. Up next, they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.